You are listening to IP Management Voice, your podcast about the world of IP and IP management. We talk about the smartest minds in the knowledge economy so that you can learn from them. If you want to know more, you can subscribe to our newsletter and research the latest topics on our content platform, Dplex, with the world's most important experts on IP and IP management. The content featured in today's episode about the evolution of patent strategies in the commercial aircraft industry comes from Punyapat Saxipapchan and Kelvin Willoughby.
All right, so get this. Back in 2001, Airbus filed this patent for a flying wing aircraft design. And they filed it not just in France, but in like a dozen other countries. What's fascinating is that this one patent kind of gives us a glimpse into how Airbus was already thinking globally about protecting its innovations, even back then. And that global chess game is what we're diving into today. We're looking at patents in the commercial aircraft industry, specifically how giants like Airbus and Boeing have duped it out for, I guess you could say, IP dominance over two decades.
It really is like a high-stakes game of chess. But instead of rooks and pawns, they're using patents to capture market share and technological advantage.
Exactly. So we've got this research paper here titled Intellectual Property Management, Dynamic Capabilities, and Competitive Innovation in the Commercial Aircraft Industry. It analyzes Airbus and Boeing's patent strategies from 1998 to 2017. And you know what's wild? It's not just about how many patents they filed, but where they filed them and how those choices reveal their overall business strategies.
Yeah, and I think you'll find it particularly interesting because this paper uses the concept of dynamic capabilities, which might sound a bit academic, but it's actually about how companies adapt and evolve their approach to intellectual property, just like Airbus did with that flying wing patent we talked about.
Okay, before we go any further, can we break down dynamic capabilities for a second? It sounds a bit like, corporate jargon.
Yeah, sure. It's actually simpler than it sounds. Imagine it as a company's secret sauce for staying ahead of the curve. They need to be able to sense opportunities, seize them, and then transform their approach to keep winning.
So like Airbus sensing a growing demand for fuel-efficient aircraft, seizing the opportunity to develop new wing designs, and then transforming their patent strategy to protect those designs globally.
You got it. And this paper argues that managing intellectual property, especially patents, is a crucial dynamic capability in industries like commercial aircraft, where innovation is the name of the game.
Now, before we really get into this, let's clarify something. When we talk about patents in this deep dive, we're mainly looking at patent applications, not necessarily granted patents. It's about understanding the company's intentions and strategies, even before the patents are officially approved, you know?
That's a great point. Patent applications are like a company's wish list. They show us what technologies they're betting on and where they see future opportunities.
Okay, so let's get to the heart of this paper. How do Airbus and Boeing's patent strategies play out in this dynamic world? The researchers propose that there are three phases companies typically go through. They start with a passive phase, where they mostly file patents in their home country.
Right. This is often because they might have limited resources or expertise in navigating international patent laws, especially when they're just starting out. It's like dipping their toes in the water.
Then they move to an aggressive phase, which kind of sounds like a corporate arms race.
You could say that. It's about filing as many patents as possible in as many countries as possible, trying to establish dominance and box out the competition.
Sounds expensive.
It can be, which is why companies eventually transition to a sophisticated phase.
And here's where they get all strategic and calculated.
Exactly. They're carefully selecting where to file patents based on market importance, competitor activity, and even cost-benefit analysis. They're playing chess, not checkers, with their intellectual property.
Now, both Airbus and Boeing went through these phases, but they took different paths. Airbus, for example, started passively, then went all in on the aggressive approach before settling into a more sophisticated strategy. What I found fascinating was that they seemed to have this like global mindset from the very beginning. Remember that flying wing patent we talked about? They filed it all over the place.
That's right. They filed way more individual national patent applications per invention than Boeing did, especially in the U.S. It's almost like they recognized early on that the U.S. market was crucial for their success, even though they were a European company.
And they were super savvy about using systems like the European Patent Office and the Patent Cooperation Treaty, which makes the process more efficient for international filings. It's like a frequent flyer program for patents, right?
You could say that. These systems allow companies like Airbus to streamline their patent applications and get more bang for their buck.
And even in their sophisticated phase, they're super strategic. The paper points out that Airbus filed a ton of patents related to wing technology in the UK. Now, why would a French company focus on the UK for wing patents?
Because that's where their main wing manufacturing facilities are located. It's a brilliant example of how Airbus aligns its patent strategy with its overall business operations. They're not just protecting the technology, they're protecting their entire value chain.
So they're not just playing chess, they're playing 3D chess. But what about Boeing? They seem to take a slightly different approach, right? Didn't they reach that sophisticated phase earlier on?
Yes. Initially, they followed the three-phase model pretty closely. They quickly moved through the passive and aggressive phases, becoming quite sophisticated in their approach. But then, they did something unexpected. They hit the brakes and kind of reversed course.
Yeah, they did. They went back to that aggressive filing strategy. For a while, at least. It's almost as if they saw Airbus racking up all those patent applications and thought, hold on, we need to step up our game.
It does seem that way. Yeah, there's a classic example of how competition can really light a fire under a company. Even one as established as Boeing, they were likely feeling the pressure from Airbus's global expansion and decided to fight fire with fire, so to speak.
But if Boeing was already so focused on the U.S. market, which made sense given their history and manufacturing base, why did they suddenly feel the need to go global with their patent filings? Was it purely a reaction to Airbus, or was there something more at play?
That's a great question. It really speaks to the complexity of this patent chess game. While Boeing's initial focus on the U.S. was logical, they may have realized that Airbus's international strategy was starting to give them an edge. Remember, patents aren't just about protecting your technology in your home market. They're also about blocking competitors from entering new markets.
So by filing patents in all those other countries, Airbus was essentially setting up roadblocks for Boeing. So if Boeing wanted to expand into those markets later on, they might have faced legal challenges or had to pay licensing fees to Airbus.
Exactly. So even though Boeing had a strong U.S. foundation, they couldn't afford to ignore what Airbus was doing globally. They had to respond. And their shift back to an aggressive strategy seems to have been that response.
It's like they realized they couldn't just play defense anymore. They had to go on the offensive and try to outmaneuver Airbus in this global patent landscape. But didn't the strategy shift end up costing Boeing in the long run?
It did. While their aggressive response might have been understandable, it doesn't seem to have been the most cost-effective approach. Eventually, Boeing did return to a more sophisticated strategy.
Yeah, but
the paper notes that their annual cost for patent management ended up higher than Airbus's.
So they spent more money, but didn't necessarily achieve a better outcome. I guess that shows that simply filing more patents isn't always the best strategy. It's about being smart and strategic, like Airbus was with their focus on the UK for wing technology patents.
Absolutely. It's a reminder that quality often trumps quantity when it comes to intellectual property. It's not just about having a lot of patents. It's about having the right patents in the right places. Airbus seems to have understood that from the beginning, while Boeing kind of had to learn it the hard way.
So what can we learn from all of this? If you're listening to this, why should you care about the patent battles of two giant aircraft manufacturers? What's the takeaway here?
Well, first and foremost, it highlights the crucial role intellectual property management plays in any industry where innovation drives success. Whether you're a startup developing new software or a pharmaceutical company working on a breakthrough drug, protecting your intellectual property is essential.
It's like building a moat around your castle, right? You're not just protecting your current innovations, you're also deterring future competition.
Precisely. And this deep dive has also shown us that there is no one-size-fits-all approach to patent strategy. What works for one company might not work for another. And even a single company's approach can and often should evolve over time.
We've seen that play out in real time with Airbus and Boeing. They both had to adapt and adjust their strategies based on internal factors like their resources and expertise, but also external pressures like what their competitor was doing.
Right. That's why the concept of dynamic capabilities is so important. Companies need to be able to sense what's happening in the market, seize opportunities, and transform their approach as needed. It's about being agile and adaptable, just like a pilot navigating changing weather conditions.
And it's not just about reacting to the competition. It's also about proactively anticipating future trends and positioning yourself accordingly, like Airbus did by filing that flying wing patent all those years ago. Who knows? Maybe we'll all be flying on those things someday.
It's certainly a possibility. The commercial aircraft industry is constantly evolving, and companies like Airbus and Boeing are at the forefront of that evolution. And their patent strategies give us a fascinating glimpse into how they're thinking about the future.
But the biggest takeaway for me, and I think this is important for anyone who's ever had an idea for a new product or invention,
right,
is that even within a sophisticated patent strategy, the specific countries where you file your patents really matter.
That's such a critical point. It's not just about blanketing the globe with patent applications. It's about being strategic and selective. Choosing jurisdictions that align with your business goals, your manufacturing locations, and your target markets.
Airbus focusing on the UK for wing technology patents, because that's where they manufacture wings. It's a perfect example. It's like they're playing 4D chess now. But this deep dive has focused on the commercial aircraft industry, which is already pretty global and complex. What if we zoom out and look at other industries? How might patent strategies differ in, say, the software industry or the pharmaceutical world?
That's where things get even more interesting. The dynamics of each industry, the regulatory landscape, the pace of innovation, all of these factors can influence how companies approach their patent strategies. Imagine the complexities involved in patenting a life-saving drug versus patenting a new algorithm.
My head is spinning just thinking about it. It's amazing how much we can learn about a company's operations, their global ambitions, and even their long-term vision. Just by looking at their patent filings, it's like decoding a secret language.
It is, and it's a language worth learning, because it can provide valuable insights into how companies compete, innovate, and ultimately shape the world around us.
We've covered a lot of ground today, but I feel like we've only scratched the surface of this fascinating world.
Yeah, and if this deep dive has sparked your curiosity, we definitely encourage you to check out the full research paper. We'll be sure to include a link in the show notes, you know, so you can explore it at your own pace. But before we wrap things up, I'd love to leave you with something to ponder, something that builds on what we've discussed, but takes it in a slightly different direction.
Okay, I'm all ears.
So we've seen how both Airbus and Boeing, driven by their competitive rivalry, right? They seem to focus on maximizing the quantity of their patent filings, at least for a certain period. Mm. But what if there's a different approach entirely? What if, instead of focusing on quantity, companies prioritized building a smaller portfolio of like exceptionally high quality patents, strategically essential patents? Interesting. So instead of trying to patent every single tweak or improvement, they become super selective, zeroing in on those innovations that truly give them a unique advantage.
Exactly. It's like, it's like choosing which seeds to plant in your garden. You know, focusing on the ones that will yield the most valuable crops.
Yeah, I like that analogy. It's about treating patents not just as legal documents, but as valuable assets that need to be carefully cultivated and leveraged. Companies could prioritize patents that are broad in scope, difficult for competitors to work around,
yeah,
and aligned with long-term industry trends.
Wow, that would require a whole different level of foresight and strategic thinking, wouldn't it? It's almost like playing the stock market, picking the companies you believe will be the future giants.
Absolutely. It would require close collaboration between the folks developing the technology, the market analysts who understand the industry landscape, and the IP experts who can navigate the legal complexities. It's about moving from a defensive mindset, where you're just trying to protect everything you can, to an offensive one, where you're using patents to shape the market and steer the direction of innovation.
So it's not just about protecting your own turf. It's about staking a claim on the future. You know, choosing the direction you think the industry should go in. It's almost like being an architect.
Yeah.
Designing the blueprint for the next generation of aircraft.
Precisely. And this approach could be particularly interesting for smaller companies, or even individual inventors, who might not have the resources to file hundreds of patents. They could potentially outmaneuver larger companies by focusing their efforts on a few key innovations, with the potential to disrupt the industry. It's like David taking on Goliath, using precision and strategy to overcome a size disadvantage.
This whole conversation has really shifted my perspective on patents. You know, I used to think of them as just legal documents, but now I see them as strategic assets, almost like pieces on a chessboard that can be used to shape the future. I'm curious, how do you think the shift towards quality over quantity might impact the future of innovation, not just in the aircraft industry, but across other sectors as well?
That's a fantastic question, and I think it's one that we'll be grappling with for years to come. As technology advances at an ever-increasing pace, and as global competition intensifies, the strategic importance of intellectual property will only grow. We might see a world where companies are more selective about what they patent, focusing on those innovations with the greatest potential for long-term impact. We might also see new collaborations and partnerships emerge, as companies realize that they can achieve more by working together than by going it alone.
It's fascinating to think about the possibilities, and it makes me wonder if this shift towards quality over quantity might even level the playing field, giving smaller players a chance to compete with the industry giants.
It's certainly possible. In a world where strategic thinking and carefully chosen patents hold more weight than simply having a large portfolio, smaller companies and individual inventors with groundbreaking ideas could have a real opportunity to make their mark.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground today, from the evolution of patent strategies to the importance of dynamic capabilities, and even explored the potential for a future where quality trumps quantity in the world of intellectual property. It's been a truly eye-opening deep dive.
I completely agree. It's been a pleasure exploring this fascinating topic with you, and I hope it's given our listeners some valuable insights and food for thought.
So thanks for joining us on this journey into the high-stakes world of intellectual property. We hope you've enjoyed this deep dive, and we encourage you to continue exploring, learning, and challenging your own assumptions about how innovation and intellectual property shape the world around us. Until next time, keep those minds curious and those ideas flowing.
Thanks for listening to IP Management Voice. If there's any topic you'd like us to cover in this podcast or on the content platform Dplex, please get in contact and let us know.